Everyone in Leonato's household was getting excited as the wedding of Hiero and Claudio got closer. Everyone, that is, except Don John, who dashed Claudio's high spirits by telling him that he had discovered that Hiero was disloyal to him, and he could give him the visual proof that very night, the night before her wedding. Claudio didn't want to believe that Hiero had another lover, but if she had, he swore that he would not marry her and would tell the whole congregation of her shame. Claudio had fallen into Don John's trap, and when, by moonlight, he, along with Don Pedro, saw Margaret talking from her mistress's window with Borachio, blowing him kisses and wishing him a tender good night, Claudio was convinced that it was Hiero, and swore he would take his revenge. It was the morning of the wedding, and Hiero and her maids could hardly contain their excitement as they chose what Hiero would wear on her special day. The bride was led to the church, where all her family and friends were gathered. But when Friar Francis, as part of the marriage service, asked Claudio if he knew of any reason why they should not be married, Claudio burst out in angry rage.
"There, Leonato, take her back again. Give not this rotten orange to your friend. Behold how like a maid she blushes here. Her blush is guiltiness, not modesty."
The congregation was astounded by his words as he told them of Hiero's unfaithfulness, his story being backed up by Don Pedro and the cunning Don John. Hiero, of course, denied Claudio's story, but she could not make him change his mind.
"Fare thee well, most foul, most fair,"
he shouted in her face, and Hiero, terrified, fainted away as Claudio and the two dons stormed out of the church. Confusion reigned, and only Beatrice and the good friar were convinced that Hiero was totally innocent. Friar Francis came up with a plan. As Hiero was lying in a dead faint when Claudio last saw her, let it be confirmed that she had indeed died from grief. This will test Claudio's true feelings for her and distract people away from the false story of her unfaithfulness. Hiero and her father Leonato reluctantly agreed to do what the friar wished, and with sad hearts, the family and their friends left the church. Only Beatrice.